This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski. Hollywood police officers met Tuesday to explain the criminal charges that four former nursing home employees are facing. 12 people died when a facility in Hollywood lost power following Hurricane Irma.
We're here today to provide an update regarding our criminal investigation involving the rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills.
That's Hollywood's police chief Chris O'Brien. 14 people died at the nursing home following Hurricane Irma. The Broward County Medical Examiner's Office ruled 12 of those deaths were homicides. This week, four people were charged in connection with those deaths. Former facility administrator George Carballo and former night shift nursing supervisor Sergo Collin each faced 12 counts of aggravated manslaughter. Nurses Tamika Miller and Althea Meggie each faced counts of aggravated manslaughter and charges for tampering with patient medical records. Chief O'Brien says there will likely be more arrests made.
This is not the end of our investigation. We are going to continue to proceed with our investigation, and if any additional arrests we have the ability to make them, then they will be made.
One of the defense attorneys representing George Carballo said others made mistakes. He named Florida Power and Light and former Governor Rick Scott. He said his client and others, quote, they did everything they could possibly do. I'm Katie Spitalski in Hollywood.